Begin the Quran daf Masechta Shavuos daf Mem Aleph. Begin with basic and tesmata. Begin the Gemara Tiyuvta de Rav Asi. That this refutes Rav Asi, and that's his thesis. Av l'Shmuel nicha, but Shmuel, who is commenting on Rav Asi Halacha, it's not difficult. The Muslim Harish to Hachikam, he could explain what the Mishnah means to say. Nesat v'lach, when he says I gave it to you, it means b'fnei plenim b'chlim b'zayam. They went overseas. So therefore, although it says Nesat v'lach, and he's believed, so definitely different on Rav Asi, but according to Shmuel, you could say that's what Nesat v'lach means, not just between me and you. I gave it in front of the Edom who they're just not around anymore. Or there might be Freshinon, and just that way it says taste based on what you explain that's in the coming to Ber Maschol, the Lishmul, Nem Lema, Pratecha Beni Benatzmacha, actually Shmuel holds you actually believe to say I gave it, no, just me and you. The Migui, the Migui, the Bayama Pratecha Befne Plane Plane, because I could have said I paid you in front of this and that guy. Also, Shabbatur, then it makes even more sense that the words in the Satlach Mishnah means literally just I gave it between me and you. Next test, Matabing is the Mogat Yupta the Shmul. So it says, it's a wonder, because my kusha, what's the difficulty? Dibna Satav Lach, how are you asking on Shmuel? Maybe when the Mishnah says that I gave it to you, is Shalei Be'edim Kamer, is without witnesses. Allah Chaychayim, therefore, that's why he's liable. But if he would have given it with, said with witnesses, he would be believed. If someone says, we can say is the Shmuel Hachikama. Actually, this is how the Gemara understands the teaching of Shmuel. That since he could say, I paid you in front of this and this guy, these guys, they went overseas. So even when I'm saying just between me and you, and that's why asking for the Mishnah, you see that no, just to say, you're not believed. However, Rapapa, however, he definitely does not hold up his Migah. He says that you have to pay in front of witnesses. So, but according to this, it comes out that you have to push to say the pligger Papa Shmuel, the Bedib Rabbi Yehudim, say that they're disagreeing in his words. Another wonder is according to the Gemara, Shmuel Mesebe this Mesnin, that's asking a Shmuel from the Sebe Mishnah. Where do they get this to explain Shmuel like this, to ask on him? How do you even know that? Especially Me'achashra Papa, Lesle Haisvara. Papa, we know, doesn't hold this Svara. So like Nira says, no, it seems Shamaksha Mashmalay that the questioner understood the Mnesha Tzorch Lit and Leba Edom, that he has to give it to him with witnesses, Mashmash Tzorch Levar Shapar Be'edim, that he has to verify that he paid it back with witnesses. And because Mashmash came Machala Sugya, that sounds like a little bit in the whole Sugya. And the reason why that says Marsha is because the words of Rav Asi that says you have to pay back with Edom sounds like you have to verify, and because if not, how's he differentiating from Shmuel? So therefore, that's what I'm saying, that even though Shmuel holds that you're not believed, only when you say Pratech B'fnei Edom, they went to Midian Zayam, they're not in the Midian Zayam, like Rapapa, but it sounds like to the Maksha that from the word of the Mishnah that says that you have to pay with Edom, he has to verify, and he's not believed to say that they were Edom, and that's why we're asking at Shmuel from the Halacha. He says, "Ain't tzarich lefar be'edim. You don't have to pay back in front of witnesses." Which Amr bin Atam says, "Ken halacha, that is the halacha." Amr Baba beget pashit and babast of kafayin malaf. He says like this, "Bekaimelan and we hold hamal b'schaver be'edim. Ain't tzarich lefar be'edim that you don't have to pay back in front of the edim b'chin rava." But Amr Chamas really halacha b'rish kol nashbo and later on the memheim abeis, and therefore that's the halacha. No, he says, "Matav b'ingel d'gemara azal par ba'pisadi achrini." But he went and. He paid it in front of other witnesses. Now, Pesach, when Rashi explains, so what's this guy claiming? He says, well, Yiddish, I came. No, those are false witnesses. I told you who to pay back in front of. So it says, we're going to say, how's he believed to say the witnesses are liars? So it says, for someone you could say is, the Kiman the Amma Ba'api Reuben Shimon, since he says to pay back in front of Reuben Shimon, what he meant to say was, mehemnesli, that you believed to me, Call Hecha the Amrit Leparon, whoever you say it wasn't paid at the Paran, about Beruv Meshimon, until I pay it back. After the Beruv Meshimon, till it come on. Like the Gemara is going to say later on the next half, Membezim and Aleph. Me, however, had to come besamach this. The Gemara says, "Shoted hacha come about Beruv Meshimon." The reason why I said pay in front of Beruv Meshimon, Kehecha that is delayed Latchaye, not to push him away. Lost a shop of the Perushai. That doesn't make sense according to what he's saying. The Mad Dicha Shayach, what type of pushing away, keeping the Maisa Sadi? What do you mean? He's bringing witnesses. How's that pushing him away? Baba Lamema should have said, Kehech Lala Mifter, just that he shouldn't have left the hook. He Isa Sadi Achrin if he brings other witnesses. So, Lachain Erlaria, the rather appears to the Ri, the Mayri, there's Tuman the Kama Paratiha Babi Sahadi. He says, I paid him for the witnesses. They went overseas. That's the case that he's talking about. And therefore, that's the Lashon of Dichi. But you're right, if Edom come, for sure they're going to be believed, because, of course, the stipulation cannot disqualify other witnesses. And so it says, there are actually interpretations that have it written like this, and Begam Rabin Chanan Pirushkan, he also explains like this, that's actually what the Nusach of the Gemara is. And if you want to say that okay, so you have to have Tamid Tamna Hilchasa, here I am and here is his Rav Sheshes, which takes us he's just joking around with him. Not because you have to fulfill the condition, because it's obvious that the guy gave it to you as to pay it up. And it says, Master begins the Gemara, Kalaim, the Labisa Vahulu. Whoever says, oh, I didn't borrow, it's like as if he said, I didn't pay up. That's how Rabbah holds. And Abai does not hold of that. Bye-bye, Leslie. Now, Vahadnan, this that the Mishnah says, that Lamacha the next day, Amallah, he says to him, Tineoli, give it to me. And he says, In Chabiyadi, well, I don't have it, Chayiv is liable. But the reason is, the given Amallah Lava, well, since he says, I didn't borrow, have a commodity parts like he's admits they didn't pay it. What do you mean? But I thought you don't say this is said that obviously disagrees with this. And this says, Hasam like a Edim, the Amri Paru. Kihacha. Well, that's because there's no witnesses that he paid like over here. And Olach Abaye Gufei is Leib Perikam the Baba. So that's how Abaye himself holds in Baba the Vav Menav. Of course, he holds the principle the Cholaim Lelevisa Vechulu that Kim like Edim Shapara because there's no witnesses that paid. That Abaye himself holds that it's like you said Leperati because there's no Edim that you pay. But if there's witnesses that you paid, then we don't say that. And he says, so Bim Tobi says, Tayyip is going to say, wait a second, am I lumatrazin and hacha di bure? So then, wait a second, why don't we interpret his words when he says, Leilavisi, I didn't borrow, Koloima, in other words, Leimati mahava asi. It means I didn't maintain in my loan because Eleparati rather means I paid. Kamei beperk omerle, like the more creases of Yudbezim and Alf, Gabalin at Macy, where the guy says, I did not become tummy. Tumatrazin and di bure, where we end up rationalizing and resolving what he meant to say, Leimati bitimasi. I didn't maintain my tuma. El Tavalti, rather, I immersed, but it doesn't mean that I didn't become tummy. So why don't we say the same over here? Why saying, oh, loy levis means keilu leperati? No, to the contrary. Levis means I didn't maintain my loan, means I paid it up. So I'm Riva says, no, because the guy doesn't say over here, I didn't borrow. El Hadam, he says, that never happened. So therefore, that's not possible to resolve. That I paid it up. That there's no way of rationalizing. He said it never happened. But the Gemara says over there, that's difficult because the Gemara says over there, Amri asked me, but if the orphan say Amalon Abba, our father said Leilavisi, I didn't borrow, so that means to say I didn't pay. They're from Am Shlebishvu. We collected for them even out of Shvu. What do you mean? Why don't you say Leilavisi means to say? And they're using the words Leilavisi. Why don't you say I didn't maintain Leimati Balva? You're right. The father could have claimed and rationalized his words like that. But for the orphans, we're not going to make a claim that, you know, to something that's uncommon to distort it like that, to make a claim for them. You could also differentiate the hacha, because over here, when they make a claim on him in court, he could respond, but in a way, he could exempt himself. But we shouldn't go out of our way to resolve that. And if we don't say that, by the orphans. Anything that person's not responsible to think about, he doesn't pay attention. It doesn't mean because he got it wrong that he's lying. Shtei says, Tame, it's a wonder, because forget, Pasha, the Gemara, Bavasadav, Kafayin, Amarav, Kabba, Ubdi, Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Yosef, the Masik, Zuzi, Bar Rababa, he was collecting money from Rababa. Masik, the Gemara comes out, Abagav, Tam, Abba, Chaber, Bar Edim, even though when you lend your friend money with witnesses, Ein, Bechulu, etc., Kitoin, when he claims, he says, oh, Parat, Bifne, Plaini, Plaini, oh, I'll pay you up in front of these guys. Tzarek Lavar has to verify, plain to be Edu, and these guys have to come and testify. But my, why? I mean, Labadaiti. We said, didn't we say, like, well, he doesn't know which guys exactly? Like, well, he doesn't have to know that? Some tests we can say is the Rabba Sabala, you're right. Rabba holds as the one, as Gitin Tabba Membezim and Alf, Command Dom, like the one who says, in Tzorg Lavar, that you don't have to verify. Not like that, Agam over there. Or Inami, another person you can say is, Kamesh Pishab in the Tam. That Tzorg Lavar, what does it mean you have to verify? Amitis Hadvarm, the veracity of the words, Kamesh Yachal as much as he could. If he doesn't find them, or they say actually never happened, Laimaf said, you're right, he doesn't lose out, like we're saying over here, because it's also obvious from the Yishalmi Shebri Benu Chananel, the Gersin Hossam that the Gersin over there is Habal, he done, if someone comes to judge to the court with a document and a chazaka. Rabbi Yom says, need mishtar. Pirsh, in other words, shetzarch levar, you have to verify your document. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he says, need a chazaka. It's enough with the chazaka. But my celebrity, my Rabbi, but how you, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and he ruled like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So kashat Rabbi, the Rabbi. Like kashat, says, no, it's not difficult. Rabbi, like rotza, il alamad al mitas hadavar. He just wanted to stand on the veracity of the thing. But really, he, it's just because if you make the claim, then you go ahead, but you don't really need it. And those have the gears over there, but myself named Reb Chia. So, why are we asking on Rabbi? Because he was a student. Why? How could you ask from Rav Huna Rav? Mishum Rav Huna, Tamid Rav Huna, he was a student of Rav. Ubukunjit Pirish, Berish Perig Zabar, and Sanedinav Chav Gimal Beis, Lamandam and Tzarch Lavar, means to say, Shem Bikish, that if you do look, Beloimatz, and it doesn't find Hivsid, he loses out. So Rashi actually says, not like what we're saying. Rashi says, actually, you would lose. But Taisa explaining that, no, it just means that, yeah. Yeah, Tzarch Lavar means to say, you got to do your due diligence. But if you don't, then you're right. Like our Gemara, like our Taisa Damascus is saying over here, you don't end up losing out.